This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Prince Haakon of Norway has concluded a four-day visit to Liberia with a focus on highlighting the issues of poverty. His Royal Highness Prince Haakon, who is working with the United Nations in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, said it is important to come out with an agenda to put an end to poverty. Speaking of journalists at the Mount Coffee power plant on Wednesday, Prince Haakon praised the Liberian government for the hydro power plant project, which Norway is a partner.
Well, I think it's been very impressive to see the project and to see the sheer size of it. And I must congratulate everyone that's been involved. It's quite impressive, and it was nice to turn on the third turbine today for power generation. So that was great. Power is important for many reasons, of course.
The prince also visited the University of Liberia Fender campus, where he presented a PowerPoint presentation on the importance of the Sustainable Development Goals. The Elections Coordination Committee, ECC, has released the final report on its observation of the voters' registration exercise. The group has also called on President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf to recall the nomination of members of the Ombudsman Office. The head of the ECC also pointed out that there was no trend of fraud or a systematic exclusion of a particular social or ethnic group from the voters' registration exercise. The Central Bank of Liberia, along with the Ministry of Transport, the Liberia National Police, and the Association of Insurers of Liberia, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding. It is meant to ensure the implementation of the compulsory third-party motor vehicle insurance scheme. CBL Governor Milton Weeks said the bank will work to reform the insurance sector. He disclosed that the insurance section in the bank's Regulation and Supervision Department has continued to develop programs that will be implemented in the months ahead. The governor observed that presently insurance premiums intended for reinsurance are not being realized. This trend, he said, has resulted in the loss of millions of U.S. dollars in insurance premiums that have to be paid to reinsurers. As the legislature goes on Easter break, Lofa County Senator Steve Zago has cautioned political leaders to be mindful of their utterances and actions which have the potential to disrupt the peace. In recent days, there has been a serious debate among opposition political leaders and the public about the legitimacy of the Code of Conduct, though the Supreme Court has ruled considering the document as legal. The senator's chair on defense and security told a news conference Tuesday that it was mandatory for all to maintain the peace. Senator Zago stressed that a huge responsibility of that lies in political leaders. He warned state security actors not to take lightly unfolding situations and be vigilant. The Lofa County senator said they will remain engaged at all times, even while they are on break. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Sierra Leone has called off today's scheduled auction of the 709-carat diamond, the world's largest uncut diamond found in March in the eastern Kono district. Presidential spokesman Abdoulaye Barrette told the BBC that a new date has been fixed for 11 May. He said this was to allow for overseas-based bidders who have expressed interest to have a chance and potentially increase the value. Sources say four bidders have so far expressed interest in a stool found by a Christian pastor, Emmanuel Momo. And parliamentary elections are due to be held in The Gambia on Thursday. They will be the first parliamentary elections since the inauguration of Adama Barrow as president. This is the most important vote in the country after presidential elections, and this year it will be carried out under a democratic regime for the first time in over 2 decades. Jammeh took power in a coup in 1994 and was defeated in elections in December last year. His government was accused of torturing and killing perceived opponents. People in Banjul say they are excited to express themselves freely as candidates from 9 political parties, including Jammeh's Alliance for Patriotic Reorientation and Construction APRC campaign in what voters say is a different Gambia. That's the Almerida News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or Twitter at UNMIL News. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.